The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 28th chapter. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him.' This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." The Gospel of the Lord. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning. I don't know about any of the rest of you, but these days feel a little bit like the days between Good Friday, the moments between Good Friday and Easter. I think we're all waiting for the time when the dawn will break forth, when this quarantine that we're under, when this staying at home that we're under is lifted, a time when we can gather together again in worship, when we can gather with our family and our friends, when we can simply feel confident and comfortable out in public with one another. I think we know what it's like to wait and long for the dawn to come. After the Sabbath is over, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to the tomb to see what was going on. In Matthew's gospel, they aren't coming with spices to do some kind of preparation. But they're simply coming because it seems as if they expect something amazing to happen. And in their going to see, they do experience something amazing. There is an earthquake. An angel descends from above and rolls back the stone and sits on the stone. The angel comes with that familiar greeting, "Do not be afraid." And then they receive the message that Jesus is not there but has been raised from the dead. And they are told to go and tell the disciples all that they have seen. Now, there are at least two other witnesses to this miraculous moment, two soldiers that were set to guard the tomb. Well, they saw the same thing. They saw the angel descending, but instead having their eyes open with wonder, they were like dead men because they were so afraid. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary become the unlikely witnesses in this story. In their historical context, women could not be seen as witnesses at all. Any testimony they would give would not hold in any kind of court of public opinion or any greater court than that. And so it seems unlikely that here in Matthew's gospel, we are told that these two women are the first witnesses to all that has been, all that has taken place. But they're more than just witnesses. They are the first messengers of the good news of the great joy that we share today. So Mary Magdalene and the other Mary leave quickly to go and tell the disciples. And it is on the way that they encounter Jesus. And Jesus gives them that same task one more time to go and tell the disciples, only here he uses a different word. He says, "Go and tell my brothers that I will meet them, that I am raised from the dead, that I am alive." Now these are the same disciples. These are the same disciples that left long before Jesus cried his last on the cross. These are the same disciples who betrayed Jesus, who turned away from Jesus in denial. But Jesus doesn't seem to hold those betrayals against them. Jesus doesn't seem to hold their actions against them. Instead, he says, "Go and tell my brothers. They're my family. They're my people. Tell them that I will meet them." Now, there's some interesting language that is used here in these verses. And we hear the words Jesus says that he has gone ahead of them to Galilee. The angel says it too, Jesus has gone ahead. But there's something about in the Greek about these words to go ahead that means to lead. It's the same verb that was used about the star that led the way to where the baby lay. So there's a sense of Jesus going ahead and preparing this place for them. Jesus going ahead and making ready for them. Jesus going ahead of them before they even know that they are to go. Jesus is leading them into a new future, into this new possibility of what it means that he has been raised from the dead. That death, that thing that we can all rely on, that thing that we know is coming for each one of us, no longer holds the same place, because Jesus has shown that what has been dead can be raised, that what has been dead can be living. I think this too brings hope to each one of us. In these days when we are spending way more time alone, where we maybe can't feel the full social weight that we'd like to feel, that we can't be in close contact with one another, we can hear this hope as well, that Jesus is still leading us, that Jesus is still guiding us, that Jesus is still drawing us out into the world, even if we're staying at home. That Jesus is calling us to be God's people, even in this time when we might have doubt and we might have fear. Jesus is still leading us into the future that he would have for us. And I don't know about you, but these are words that I need to hear. Because I can't quite feel, I don't quite know, I can't even predict when we're going to turn the corner. When are we going to be set free in a way from this time of being at home, being safe, staying at home? When are things going to return to even a small piece of normal? I don't have the answers to this. But in this time of waiting, in this time of not knowing, in this time of not being sure what's coming next, in this time of disappointment, when things that we've all been looking forward to are being canceled. Many of you have had trips canceled, or many of you have had your school year canceled. Many of you are learning new ways to do your work or new ways to be a student in school. Some of you are at home unemployed, wondering if those benefits will ever kick in, or struggling to get your application submitted because the system is simply overwhelmed. We're all waiting for something. We're all waiting for something to change. We're all waiting for something miraculous to happen. We're all waiting for something amazing. And the message that has been shared, the message that has been passed down through the centuries, is that Jesus is not here. He has been raised. Siblings in Christ, that is the good news we all need to hear. Jesus is not here. He has been raised. And because Jesus has been raised, Jesus is with you, wherever you find yourself. Whether you are staying hopeful in these days, whether you are filled with fear, whether you are grieving so many different things, whether you feel lost and lonely, Jesus is with you because Jesus has been raised. Jesus has not left you alone and will not abandon you. He is leading you into something new, leading you into a future that you can't even imagine, but that Jesus is preparing for each one of us. Jesus is leading us so that we can exclaim on this Easter Sunday that message we exclaim every year. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.